Hey y'all, it's your girl, the bootleg ghetto mother goose, and I'm back with another what? Another motherfucking video. Hold on. Now this is motherfucking breaking news right here, baby. Baby, so while I was on Instagram, right, and I see these pictures of men hanging off the Capitol building. So I figured, let me just look it up and see what the fuck is going on, because it's a big thing going on right now. And this is from CNN Politics. Updated 3.38 p.m. EST, Wednesday, January 6, 2021. Pro-Trump mob storms U.S. Capitol as an armed standoff takes place outside the House chambers. Shit is going the fuck down. Okay. CNN. Supporters of President Trump have breached the U.S. Capitol. And one woman has been shot as one of the most iconic American buildings is engulfed in chaos after Trump urged his supporters to fight against the criminal counting of the electoral votes that confirmed President-elect Joe Biden wins. Shortly after 1 p.m. ET, hundreds of pro-Trump protesters pushed through the barriers set along the perimeter of the Capitol, where they tussled with officers in full riot gear. Some calling the officers traitors for doing their jobs. About 90 minutes later, police said demonstrators got into the building and the doors to the House and the Senate were being locked. Hold on. About 90 minutes later, police said demonstrators got into the building and the doors to the House and the Senate were being locked shortly after the House floor was evacuated by police. An armed standoff was taking place at the House front door as of 3 p.m. ET. And police officers had their guns drawn at someone who was trying to breach it. A Trump supporter was also pictured standing at Senate dais. D-A-I-S. Hold on. Now, why the fuck? Okay. Hold on, y'all. An ad popped up. I'm trying to get through this ad real quick. Damn, Gina. Hold on, y'all. I'm back, y'all. A Trump supporter was also pictured standing at Senate Dais. Boom. In the chest on the Capitol grounds, according to two sources familiar with the matter, the sources could not provide further details on the circumstances of the shooting. The Senate floor was cleared of rioters as of 3:30 p.m. and an officer told CNN that they had successfully squeezed them away from the Senate wing of the building towards the rotunda, and they are removing them out of the east and west doors of the Capitol. It's not clear if any individuals have been taken into custody. Vice President Mike Pence was also evacuated from the Capitol, where he was to perform his role in counting of electoral votes. Video from inside the Capitol showed Trump supporters marching through Satiri Hall. The U.S. Capitol Police is asking for additional law enforcement assistance, including federal authorities, per a source familiar. the Department of Defense has received a request from the U.S. Capitol Police for additional D.C. National Guard forces, but a decision has not been made, according to a senior defense official. The official said D.C. National Guards was not anticipating to be used to protect federal facilities, and the Trump administration had decided earlier this week that would be the task of civilian law enforcement, the official said. The sources said that there are several suspicious devices outside of the Capitol building. House and Senate leadership is safe in an undisclosed location, according to a person familiar. A separate lawmaker said House members have been evacuated to a location that the source will not disclose. The U.S. Capitol Police are working to secure the second floor of the Capitol first and will then expand from there. Outside the Capitol, the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department continues to mask, but no major moves have been made yet towards the crowd. The Capitol Police officers and the House chambers told lawmakers that they may need to tuck under their chairs and inform lawmakers that the protesters were in the building rotunda. Lots of House members were seen wearing gas masks as they moved between Capitol buildings. Members were calling family to say that they are okay. While the White House refused to comment on the protesters, Trump said on Twitter, "Please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful." Others inside the president orbit tweeted their calls for calm as the mob repeatedly attempted to take over the building. Donald Trump Jr., the president's son, said that his supporters who mobbed the Capitol were wrong and not who we are. Ooh. Now ain't that some dirty shit? Baby, he said, that motherfucker said, honey, he said that his supporters who mobbed the Capitol were wrong and not who we are. They just claimed y'all, baby. Be peaceful and use your First Amendment rights, but don't start acting like the other side. We have a country to save, and this doesn't help anyone, he tweeted. The protesters have breached exterior security barriers. Video footage shows protesters gathering and some clashing with police near the Capitol building. CNN teams on the ground saw a number of protesters trying to go up the side of the Capitol building. Several loud flashbangs have been heard. Protesters could be seen pushing against metal fences and police using the fences to push protesters back, while other officers reached over the top to club people across. To club people trying to cross their lines. Flashbangs can be heard near the steps of the Capitol as smoke filled the air. In some instances, officers could be seen deploying pepper spray. Tear gas has been deployed, but it's not clear whether by the protesters or the police. People wipe tears from their eyes while coughing. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser just announced a citywide curfew at 6 p.m. on Wednesday until 6 a.m. A federal local law enforcement are responding to reports of possible pipe bombs in multiple locations in Washington, D.C. According to the federal law enforcement officials, it's unclear if the devices are a hoax or are real, but they're being treated as real. This is a breaking story and will be updated. All right, now. There y'all go. Look. There y'all go. They cutting up out this motherfucker, baby. They are cutting the fuck up. Trump told them to go. And then when shit start getting rough, he used his son as a sheep coat to disclaim y'all as his supporters. Y'all deal with that shit. Anyway, much prosperity. I'll be back later.